Putong Volleyball, Scott City, first of, I believe, eight, I counted, matches or days of competition through the month of September. They got started off well there with a three-set win last night in a duel at Ulysses here. And we're going to start things off here with head coach Shelby Kite. Well, coach, first time in 10 days you hit the court. You had a lot of time to kind of prepare for what this busy month here. And how'd you feel like you guys played against Ulysses last night?
I thought we definitely took a step forward. You know, still a lot to work on, but you know, we kind of had 10, like you said, we had 10 days to kind of refocus after the Hayes tournament. And I thought we saw some good things as far as communication goes last night, and still need to work on putting it all together. We have some great hits at times and some great passes, and just don't feel like we've quite got it all there right now. But like I said, a step in the right direction definitely last night. And I felt like used those 10 days to our advantage, because now it's kind of a practice and a game, you know, every other day is it. And maybe we'll get two practices here and there, but that's about it from here on out.
Well, I know coming into last night and kind of remembering what Ulysses had a year ago, and I've just kind of been looking at some of their scores. This looked like maybe this is a team that has taken significant improvements from last year this year. I don't know if they had four wins till later on the year, but they were sitting there at 4-2 playing you guys. And I think it's a testament to be able to go on the road, probably a pretty hostile environment, and pick up a three-set win at their place.
Yeah, you know, this early in the season, we don't always know exactly what to expect. You know, they were down last year, but they are definitely a different team, an improved team. They were very scrappy, which sometimes can frustrate us when we feel like we, you know, have a kill and then they dig it up. But I thought overall, I thought we handled the pressure pretty well. They, you know, they had a good student section, and that's always a little, you know, nerve-wracking. But I thought our girls kept their composure and played well, and you know, we games were kind of close there on some of them. But overall, I felt like we took care of business. Honestly, all the way from C team, JV, varsity, you know, we never dropped one last night, so that is always a good night for us.
Once again, it is Coach Shelby Kite joining us here as we talk volleyball tomorrow, and you finally get to play in the new gymnasium. And I know you guys have practiced there all year, and this is going to be kind of a fun way, I think, to be able to open our triangular, couple of pretty good teams there, Hoxie and Hill City. And so do you have your side picked, and do you have all the nooks and crannies figured out in the new gym?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot with that one. No, I guess probably not. I guess we probably have our side picked out, which is probably where we play, you know, usually during practice. But yeah, I'm excited to finally get to use the new gym, you know, getting to watch basketball in there and some other different things happening in there. It's finally volleyball's turn to get in there and get to use it. So, you know, we're going to start it off with senior night, and, you know, hopefully we can break the new gym in well with a couple wins against two pretty good teams.
Yeah. The nice thing is here, you have, few Thursdays in a row here where you have home competition, so that'll be kind of nice there. But is it going to be weird for these players not to be able to be at home and deal with the scoreboard hanging over the net?
Yes, that's been like the biggest change, I feel like, without having to like really, really watch how high we hit the ball. Although it is sometimes nice, because then we do play in gyms where things are hanging down, and so I feel like this year we're a little inexperienced with that. But it has been very nice, and we're very thankful for the gym that we get to play in every day.
Well, I'm excited to watch this tomorrow here in the gym and against some pretty good teams here, and it's going to be busy. You go to Goodland on Monday, I believe it is, and then next Thursday you're back home with the another triangular. So, yeah, run here in September, right?
That's right. I know. Our JV turns around for their home tournament on Saturday, and it's going to be pretty go here for the next few weeks. But, hey, as long as we're getting to play, I guess we won't complain.
Absolutely. It's awesome to see. Once again, it is Coach Shelby Kite joining us here from Scott County Hardware and Scott City. Lady Beavers off to a 4-2 start, or 5-3, excuse me.
There you go.
Oh, I'll get it right here. I was working my way up the ladder there. 5-3 start. Thank Thanks again, as always, Coach. Good luck to you coming up here over the next week.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, Coach Shelby Kite joining us here from Scott County Hardware here in Scott City, and that brings in our next guest. So we get a couple of seniors to talk to on the show here this evening, and we start off with senior Brooke Hamey. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, doing all right, thank you. And you've kind of made the adjustment along the way to varsity, and how's that been so far?
It's been good. I enjoyed the intensity of the games. It's really fun.
How long do you maybe take to maybe feel comfortable playing a varsity match?
After about the first game, I was set. I was pretty nervous the first game, I'd say.
Yeah, I could kind of tell a little bit. It took a little while to get the confidence, but man, once you got that confidence, it was full bore, wasn't it?
Yep.
Hey, you're primarily the blocker and middle hitter there, and
yep.
What pride do you take in that position of playing there?
I just really try to get blocks on hard hits and hit hard when I can.
What's probably the biggest thing that you've improved upon and you feel like that you've done a pretty good job of doing so far this year?
I'd say my blocking. I've been working a lot on it. I still have a lot of improvement I could do on that, but just getting my timing down and blocking hard for the team.
Well, and it's been a fun year, but what's it like here to get out there and being able to play?
It's super fun. Like I said, with the whole COVID thing, it's you never know what games you're last, so you just got to make the most of it.
So you've definitely done that here so far, and how excited are you to play in the home gym tomorrow in the brand new one for the first time?
I'm super excited. Home games are always super fun.
Do you prefer a side, or do you like, you know, have you kind of got that part scattered out?
I don't know yet. Maybe the side we normally practice on, but we'll see.
All right. Well, hopefully it works out for you and get a couple of big kills and blocks along the way here. Senior Brooke Hamey joining us here, and thanks as always. And good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Senior Brooke Hamey joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. And now our next guest is another senior, and Abig McDaniel joining us here. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right, thank you. I'm going to put you on the spot. I forgot to ask this last week, but you guys have a kind of an interesting theme this year. You guys say out of your huddle, I think it's W6. What does that mean?
It's actually a secret. Every year we have a word that means something special to the team, and we keep that a secret till the end of the season.
Okay, so. Well, all right. I won't ask to reveal it tonight. So, but you've been a three-year contributor to the team here. One of the few that have been three-year players and starters, and you've been kind of probably looked up to a lot. What's that role been like for you?
It's been really awesome. It's a very special thing, and I don't know. I don't know, it's just really cool.
And you've kind of switched some positions this year. Kind of go through that, and how have those adjustments been for you?
They've been good. I mean, a lot of work has to be put into changing positions. This year I'm setting, so I've got to really work on my sets. So.
And, you know, kind of going back to last night to maybe the Hayes tournament 10 days, do you feel like that the – you took some steps forward over those 10 days between?
I do. Yep. Yeah, I think the team has improved since Hayes, but there's definitely a lot more room to improve. Just the little things that we really need to work on, but I think we'll get there.
And I know it's still got to be weird, even though you've had a few matches under your belt. It's got to still be weird not being able to change sides of the net, doesn't it?
It is. It's definitely odd. I mean, we sometimes actually start changing sides, and then we're like, oh, we can't do that.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, COVID got us on that, huh?
Yeah.
Well, what's something that you like to see as you guys move forward through the season?
Just improvement, and as a team, I guess, as a whole, just communication is something that really needs to be worked on, I guess, for all of us. But I just like to see us all come together as one and just play the best that we can.
How excited are you to play in the new facility tomorrow?
I'm so excited. I can't wait to have the home people all at our back, and just excited to play our first game in the new gym, actually. So.
Yeah, they'll be kind of hovering over the top of you, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that should be a fun experience for you.
It will be, yeah.
Once again, Senior Abby McDaniel joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. Good job, as always. Thanks again, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you.